don't see why we need to get an expert on. You know I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2.
I know you have, but I just thought...
Honestly, ask me anything.
Because there's all these images rolling around today of a black hole, I know how you explain it.
Yes.
But I thought we'd get an expert view just to see if you're on the same page with Professor of Physics at University of Sydney, Professor Tim Bedding. Hello.
Good morning, Tanya.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Now, nice
now, mate, basically, we all know a black hole, you go down there and you come out at another planet full of beautiful women.
Is that right, Tim?
I haven't tried that one. Big object, very, very massive, so dense that nothing can escape, not even gravity. The bit about getting through the other side is unfortunately probably science fiction.
Okay. So when people like you, Tim, see this huge image that's being bandied about today, is it exciting or have you seen a million of these? How do you approach this today?
I was excited to see what would happen when I woke up because they said there was going to be a big release. This image is it's more about the details of what's in it. It's a pretty donut. What do you do with it? Is it orange? No, that's just someone's idea to make it look orange. If you haven't seen it, just Google black hole. You'll see it. The point is, this is in our very own galaxy. We live in the Milky Way, a spiral galaxy. We're one of billions of stars. And in the middle of our galaxy, we've thought for a long time that there is a black hole, a massive black hole, millions of times more massive than our sun. But how do you see it? How do you see a black hole? Because nothing can escape.
Yeah.
And the answer is black holes are messy eaters. So if you have a bunch of gas spiraling around the black hole, it gets incredibly hot, essentially from the friction as it's going around. And that heat is what this telescope is imaging.
Okay, so you're telling me the images that we're seeing of the orange gas around this black hole, that's not really like that in space. Someone's coloured that.
Well, it's made with a radio telescope. So it's sort of the radio waves that you're in your microwave oven or something. You can't see them. We can't see them. So it's made with dishes, several of them observing this from different continents simultaneously, spread out enough that they get really high resolution.
Wow. And when we read this today, Tim, people, and I know the guys that are writing the articles aren't people like you. They're reporting on this.
Mm.
And I read one where it said, in there, time will be bent. Like, do we know things like that, or is that just more science fiction?
No, we do. So this is probably the most exciting part of this. It's testing Einstein's general theory of relativity, which is now just over 100 years old. And his theory was about what happens with gravity, with very, very strong gravity, so millions of times stronger than we used to. And time does slow down. So it's the stuff in the movies where you see time slow down, the movie Interstellar, that's real.
Okay.
Going through a black hole and coming out in someone's bedroom, that's not real.
Oh, come on.
Tim.
When you were getting into the university thing too, I like that because I have seen Spider-Man recently.
Right.
Three different Spider-Men. That's a black hole business, isn't it?
Is it exciting for the general population, or is it just exciting for, again, people like you? Like, will we get anything out of this?
Yeah, so it's pure science. So it has no practical application, except that it does. So in your hands, when you walk around the street, you have a GPS inside your phone, which is communicating with satellites that orbit the Earth and listening to their timing signals. And that's how you know where you are so accurately all the time when you're walking around and driving. And that GPS system, because it's in the Earth's gravity, they have to correct for these effects. They're tiny. They're tiny fractions of a second for these satellites. But if they didn't do that correction, they wouldn't work properly. So general relativity, although it was completely a pure theory invented by Einstein, and which explains this black hole, has also got practical applications when it comes to using GPS systems. But most of it is pure science. We do this stuff because we want to find out how the universe works. And it's just cool.
It's just cool.
Well, yeah, it is interesting, isn't it?
Tim, I knew Tim would be able to put it in terms we'd all understand, and you manage that. Thank you.
The way Tim described the black hole is like you and I eating pizza.
Yeah, pretty much. Messy eaters.
Yeah, the pizza disappeared, but Tim, you just left with it around your mouth.
Tim, really appreciate your time today.
Very welcome. Lovely to talk to you.
Good on you, too. Tim.
There's Tim Bedding, Professor of Physics at the University of Sydney. I know Tim, and I know... when he has to dumb things down when I ask him questions.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't make me feel dumb today.
Yeah, well, he's wrong. He's wrong. I mean, I know he's a mate, but I've got no idea. He'd come out the other end, you land on planets that are all green and colourful. Women bring you coconuts. And...
I do prefer your universe.
Oh, there's another planet with Channing Tatums everywhere.
What?